selling postcards of the hanging. They're painting the passports brown. The beauty parlor's filled with sailors. The circus is in town. Here comes the blind commissioner. They've got him in a trance. One hand is tied to the tightrope walker. The other is in his pants. And the riot squad, they're restless. They need somewhere to go. As Lady and I look out tonight from Desolation Row. Cinderella, she seems so easy. It takes one to know one. She smiles and puts her hands in her back pocket, Betty Davis style. Here comes Romeo moaning. You belong to me, I believe. And someone turns and says to him, my friend, you better leave. And the only sound that's left after the ambulances go, Cinderella sweeping up on Desolation Row. Now the moon is almost hidden. The stars, they begin to hide. Even the fortune-telling lady has taken all her things inside, all except for Cain and Abel and the hunchback of Notre Dame. Everybody else is making love or else expecting rain. Desolation Row. Ophelia, she's neath the window. For her, I feel afraid. On her 22nd birthday, she already is an old maid. To her, death is quite romantic. She wears an iron vest. Her profession is her religion. Her sin is her lifelessness. And though her eyes are fixed upon Noah's rainbow, she spends her time Desolation Row. Einstein disguised as Robin Hood with his memories in a trunk. Passed this way an hour ago with his friend, a jealous monk. He looked so frightful as he bummed his cigarette, and he went off sniffing drain pipes and reciting the alphabet. You would not think to look at him, but he was famous long electric violin upon Desolation Row. Dr. Filth, he keeps his world inside of a leather cup, but all his sexless patients, they are trying to blow it up. Now his nurse, some local loser, she's in charge of the cyanide hole. She also keeps the cards that read, "Have mercy on his soul." Desolation Row. Across the street they have nailed the curtains, they are getting ready for the feast. The Phantom of the Opera in a perfect image of a priest. He is spoon-feeding Casanova the guts of birds, then he'll club him with self-confidence and poison him with words. And the Phantom shouts to skinny girls, "Get out of here if you don't know. Casanova is just being punished for going to Desolation Row." Now at midnight, all the agents and the superhuman crew come out and round up everybody that knows more than the bring them to the factory, and the heart attack machine is strapped across their shoulders, and then the kerosene is brought down from the castles by insurance men who go check to see that nobody is escaping to Desolation Row. Praise be to Nero's Neptune, the Titanic sails at dawn. Everybody is shouting, "Which side are you on?" And Ezra Pound and T.S. Eliot fighting in the captain's tower, while Calypso singers laugh at them and fishermen hold flowers. Between the windows of the sea, where lovely mermaids flow, and nobody ever has to think too much about Desolation Row. I received your letter yesterday about the time that the doorknob broke. When you asked me how I was doing, is that some kind of a joke? Yes, all these people that you mention, I know them, they're quite lame. I had to rearrange their faces and give them all a of course you mailed them from.